When I was in Spanish class in high school, I remember being confronted by some of my non-Catholic Christian friends who said to me, "Did you know that the Bible says that all your works are rubbish and that faith alone saves you?" I was just in high school, and I had, to that point in my life, had lived a very sheltered Catholic life, and I had no idea what to say. And so I talked to a very holy priest who showed me for the very first time in my life when I was in high school that important second reading for today's Mass. It's a very important passage of sacred scripture from the New Testament, from St. James chapter 2, 12 verses, verses 14 to 26. And you know what I discovered? I discovered that the only place in the Bible where the phrase faith alone is mentioned is in today's second reading, where the doctrine of faith alone is rejected as a false teaching. It's in James chapter 2, verse 24. "See how a person is justified by works and not by faith alone?" St. James makes a really big deal to say that good works are necessary for salvation along with faith. He says in verses 17 and 26, he says, "Faith without works is dead." He says, what good is it to profess faith if you don't practice it? Such faith, he says, has no power to save one, has it? And he talks about in verse 22 about Abraham, our father in faith. And he says so beautifully, he says, Abraham was our father in faith. And you can see, he says, that his faith was active along with his works and was completed by his works. And to drive the point home, he says in verse 19 that even the demons have faith and believe and shudder. And yet, they're condemned. Why? Because although they have faith in God, they have no good works of charity that flow from their faith. And so, this passage is clear. Faith without works is dead. Faith alone is not enough. And it seems to me that this particular error of faith alone saves you is a very prevalent error today. Just think about how many people you know that say that they believe in Jesus and also think they can do whatever they want. Right? They can believe in Jesus and then they say, well, I can still murder and steal and rob banks and lie and cheat and live with my girlfriend and not come to church on Sunday and marry who I want and blow up skyscrapers and kill all whole races of people and say, I believe in God. And it seems that the biblical text doesn't support this faith alone theory, does it? And because of my friends who challenged me in high school, I had to do some research. And there are other passages beside James, like Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, when Jesus says, not those who cry out, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, save me. Jesus says, only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 21, you are my friends if you do what I tell you. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, in his famous passage on love, he says, if I have faith great enough to move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. Faith without works of love is dead. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, the rich young man comes up to Jesus and says, "What must I do to attain eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Believe unto me and you shall be saved." Well, that's not what it says in my Bible. Jesus says, "If you wish to be saved, keep the commandments." St. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works." There it is. We are God's children, created by him to do good works. And so good works along with faith is necessary. What would you think of the husband and the wife who always say to each other, "I love you, honey," and yet every night are cheating on each other? What you say and what you do, St. James says, they need to go together. Faith and works. Now, there's a little grain of truth in what my non-Catholic Christian friends were trying to tell me. And here's a little grain of truth, and that is that works alone is also an error, is also false teaching. And this false teaching has also been around since the time of St. James, those who thought that their works alone could save them. In the early church in the 1200s, there was a heretic by the name of Pelagius. And Pelagius believed that you could earn your salvation by what you did. He believed something kind of like that God kept score of your good works, and then at the end of your life, you tally up the score, and hopefully you have more good work points than bad work points. But this error is also prevalent today, isn't it? If you think about it. How many people do you know say, "Well, I don't believe in God, Father, but I'm a good person"? How many people do you know say, "I have nothing to do with Jesus, but I'm a good person"? Right? They're a good person, Father. They give you the shirt off of your back. They never say anything bad about you, but they have nothing to do with Jesus. This is also false teaching. I just laugh at this. Good works alone do not save you. You have to have good works with believing in Jesus. Jesus saves us. St. Paul says in Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9, salvation is yours through faith. This is not your doing, it's God's gift. Neither is it a reward for anything you've accomplished, so let no one boast in it. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. What did the jailer say in Philippi when Paul and Silas were in jail? The jailer said to Philip and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." St. Peter the Pope says in Acts 4, chapter 12, that there is no salvation in anyone else, and there is no name in the whole world given to men by which we can be saved other than the name of Jesus. That means that we're not saved by Buddha, we're not saved by Muhammad, we're not saved by the false Luke. We're saved only by believing in Jesus. So you can see the biblical perspective, the Catholic perspective, the true perspective is balanced. It's not either or, it's both and. Faith alone is not enough. Works alone is not enough. Faith in Jesus Christ produces good works. So which error do you think you fall into more often than not? The error that says, I don't have anything to do with you, Jesus. Why do I need you? I can be saved by my good works. I've never cheated. I've never lied. I never stole. I never committed adultery. I never murdered. I'm nice to everyone. I never say a bad word. I worked in the soup kitchen. Or do you more likely fall into the error of, I believe in you, Jesus, but I can make my own rules and do whatever I want? Which error do you think you fall mostly into? I know that in my life, I think I've fallen into both of those errors. I think when I was younger, I believed that I was working toward my salvation, that I had to do it all myself and earn enough good points. And now that I'm old, I think I fall more into the error of, I believe in Jesus, but gosh, my works are not always good. Nor do I show Jesus how much I love him by all the works that I do. So whatever error we fall into, we want to come back to the balance. Faith and works together are necessary for salvation. May our faith in Jesus lead us to change our lives and our ways of acting to his ways, so that we can indeed produce abundant good works for his kingdom. Amen.